something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you.
Welcome one and all. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. Just give me like a little wave there. Nice that you guys can join us here on Heavenly Whispers, Food for the Soul. Let's see if the man from down under is with us. See what's on Chefy's menu this morning. Since he is back to work, I'm assuming. Hello there.
I'm sorry, Cricket, fuck you, Cricket. Down at the moment. Please leave a message after the beat.
Hi.
Well.
I would only like to say one thing. Working sucks. Whoa, who the fuck's all about me going back to work? Oh my God. I have found aches and pains I didn't even know existed.
Got what that was like, huh?
Oh, bloody hell. Well, strange enough, the good news is my legs actually handled really, really well. It's just my back, my lower back, because as everybody knows, I've been using one of those little nurses' trolleys, those little two-tier trolleys you see in hospitals. I've been pushing myself around on one of those for probably about 3 years. So consequently, standing up upright. What is this thing about Homo sapiens? Why do we have to walk upright? I'm quite happy dragging my knuckles on the ground. So the small of my back is quite sore. And my left knee, which isn't really, it's only 3 months old, hasn't really quite healed as well as what the right one did. It's a little sore, but I managed to work the full week.
Good for you.
Despite my best efforts, it's not working. Yeah, but the funniest thing is, I have spent the week with some of my staff members doing nothing but following me around with their head cocked to one side, watching me walk, because it's just so unnatural.
That's funny.
I'm just imagine the mind there to go, it's an imposter. Otherwise, all good.
And how are the energies this week for you, aside from work?
Last night, I got to get this right. Two nights ago, there was a huge energy dump into the force, so to speak. I mean, we're joking, we'll call it the force. I mean, it sounds so lame. You know, as much as the, you know, to say things like, oh, there's a disturbance in the force, that's also very true. Star Wars was so very, such a great of the fuels which are really everything.
Hang on, Chef. Hang on one second. Take a breath, because you're, as soon as you started talking about an energy dump, it's like your microphone took a dump. everything just went in the shitter.
Now shitting in the microphone, hear you.
And of course, now that you start cursing, it comes in just as crystal
perfectly clear.
here's
how it's going to go, people. I'm going to swear every second word for the whole show. Frick,
and
crack,
it'll come
rock.
In so perfect. There you go. It'll come in so clear. You're absolutely right, though. Because I got one of my horrible, horrible headaches that lasts for 3 days, and now I don't have it. And it came about 3 days ago.
Something really big went down. I don't know what it was. I've been checking the news and everything else.
It was horrible.
3 days ago.
I couldn't go by the computer. I couldn't even watch TV. I couldn't do anything. I had to just stay away from the world. Just like
hey, I've done that for 5 days.
Yeah, I really had to lay low. And I thought it was just me, but apparently it wasn't.
No, there was definitely something going on. Just don't know what it is. I've now got to wait and see what turns up. So, who knows? So one of my psychic colleagues has put up the comment that mediums are born and not produced. So you've either got it or you'll never get it. So why spend $4,000 on a course if you don't already have it?
I would have to agree with that, because I think that what you're paying for is the ability to bring it out of you. because I think the people that have it are just afraid to utilize it. Because, you know, I've always been a medium. I'd never wanted to use it. Like I said, I don't like cold people. You know, dead people are very cold to me. Never enjoyed their icy touch. I don't like the way they walk through me. I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy talking to them. It's not one of my favorite pastimes. They can be very rude and obnoxious. Until
that's probably why I like them.
Probably why. Until I actually learned how to really deal with them. And the other day I had a really cool experience. You know the medium Renee Richards, right?
Yeah, I know Renee.
She actually came to me in my dreams. And she told me, I mean, I know Renee. You know, I've gone to her show. She's gone to mine. I'm not, we know each other, but we're not, you know, best buds or anything like that. So for her to come to me in my dream was very unusual. And she came to me in my dream and she said, you're very gifted, but you need to focus because your talent is being wasted. And, you know, it was almost like she was, like, reprimanding me. And so I was kind of like, okay. And, you know, and she, you know, basically was like, get with the program. You know, you can do a lot of good for a lot of people, but you need to get with it, you know, and get serious and get focused. And I was like, okay. And I think, so what I think you're saying is very true. I think people who are mediums really need to focus their energy if they're going to do that. And the ones that aren't, they could study all they want and it's just not going to happen for them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, like, I can understand doing some mediumship courses purely like as purely to learn new styles, to see which one. You know, I'm a great believer in doing lots and lots and lots and lots of research and looking for things. And as I've said before many a time on the show, if you get just one thing out of a program or a course or anything else that you picked up, then it was worth the course because there's something new for you to learn. And you can style it to suit yourself. So in that aspect, yeah, I think that a lot of these courses aren't a bad idea, providing that they're cost-effective. You know, I wouldn't pay $4,000 to do a psychic meeting. As I'm sitting there doing the course, all the spirits and my guides around me would be laughing their box off. So, you paid what for what? No.
I think that everybody too is born with intuitive ability, you know, whether they have the ability to be a psychic remains to be seen, because there are people that will doubt themselves no matter how much training they get. They could practice till the cows come home. If they don't believe in themselves and in their ability, it just doesn't matter. That psychic intuitive ability is not going to work for them because they're never going to listen to that inner self, that intuitive self. So that's never going to, you know, that intuitive, it's just not going to work.
It's amazing how many courses are. It's amazing how many courses are. If you don't, then nothing will work for you. And you kind of go, yeah, really? You're going to do it that way. and take a little bit of that, it works better for me. Oh, no, don't change the force. Don't change this, don't change that. Yeah, whatever.
And then you have the people that are just natural healers. They don't need to, they don't need to take any courses.
Yeah, it just all falls in place for them.
Yeah, it just, I'm not saying that, they should be doing surgery on people, but they have this natural way of soothing people. They have this natural bedside manner. You've got the dog whisperer. You've got, he's just one example. You've got the horse whisperer. You've got the cat whisperer. You've got all these different people who have that ability.
I made a chocolate whisperer.
You have all these different people that
you mean
have
it's not
these
a
ability.
Talent?
Hey,
you lied.
that have these abilities, and these talents. Some people call them, what is the word that they use? They're phenoms when they come to certain things. When it comes to music, they're gifted in that instrument or that musical ability, But I really think that it is just that that's their intuitive thing that they are brought into the world with, and they have just turned that switch on.
It's too hokey to use the word gift all the time.
Right. I mean, I gift is just...
It's like my number... He quite literally pick up anything and just play it, He just grabs hold of something and he can just do it. Much to my frustration sometimes. But, and that is a problem, isn't it? What do you call this stuff now? Because it's too easy to say it's a gift.
Yeah, it becomes natural.
Yeah.
It's a natural ability, and I love to see children that can watch someone do something and then just naturally do it.
Yeah.
One of the things I truly love about my sister is that she has the natural ability to taste something. And in any restaurant, she doesn't have to know the ingredients. She just has to taste it, and she can go home and replicate it. Just replicate whatever she ate at the restaurant. And I've always been floored at her ability to do that.
That's a good ability.
That is. I mean,
just to be able to pick out the individual flavors and tastes.
Yeah. She's always been able to do that. Now, our caller number, guys, we've got some people on the line, but our caller numbers are 347-884-9491.
Call the fat man.
And for those of you who don't know Psychic Chef, He has over 20 years experience in palmistry, the remote viewing, mediumship, and energy healing. He does an amazing job in tons of different things. And one of the things that he really enjoys doing is cooking. So if you have questions, or if you'd like a recipe, something that really pertains to maybe your personal diet that you'd like to ask him, you could do that as well. So feel free to call in and ask him about that also. But remember, when you call in, let us know where you're calling from and who you are. Okay?
And bring chocolate.
Yeah. Lots and lots of chocolate.
Massive chocolate. It was so funny. Jeff, on Friday of last week, I rung in to inform work that I was coming back to work on Wednesday, because I do Wednesday to Sunday. And I got the new casual cook. I had so much fun with her at her expense. And I finally, after I finished stirring a ride up, I said, I need you to walk out to the cafe, because I knew everybody was on their break. Walk out to the cafe, walk up to them and say, Fat Boy will be back on Wednesday. And she did. She walked out there. She walked up to her and she goes, some guy just rung. And he said to say, Fat Boy will be back on Wednesday. And they all laughed their heads off and then told her what the story was.
Did they start screaming?
Yeah. I got mugged. I came through the back door to find this huge sign on the back door waiting for me. And mugged by the staff that came through the door. Because they are.
I've got a... Before we take our first call, I got a bit of news, too. I bought a Honda Fit. So I got a new car. So I will be traveling... A Honda Fit. F-I-T.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you said S-I-C-K. A Honda Sick. I was thinking, wow, you Yanks really get a strange name for your car, don't you? Every time I take it on the road, it vomits. What's wrong with your car? Oh, it's a Honda. What's it doing with that huge thermometer stuck up in the exhaust pipe? I'm making sure the damage is right. I know. Bad chef.
It's so cool, though. I mean, it's just such a cool car. It's so me. I love it. It's an amazing car. It's a really, really cool car. And when I when I got in it to drive it home, when I went to test drive it, the song, the group Whitesnake was on. And when I went to drive it home, the song, what was it? Something about Take the Long Way Home. So I was talking to my daughter, and she could hear it playing Take the Long Way Home. She goes, where are you going to drive? I said, I'm driving to Texas. And she started laughing. She was like, you can't drive to Texas, Mom. It's late at night. You got to go home.
I do. On the jazz. Right. Cool car.
All I heard was cool car.
Okay. We get them here. They're called a Honda Jets.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, cool car. My son managed to run into the back of one of those a few years ago. my 20 at that time 21-year-old son. Okay, so he's got long hair, a beard, he's covered in tats. He runs into the back of this Honda. Two little old ladies are in the back of the are in this car. He gets out, and they take one look at him, and they're like scared shitless. And because my son's very well mannered, and he made sure they're okay, and was very polite and all that sort of stuff. And they were just gobsmacked, but they thought they were about to cop neck. The Australian version of some form of pub yeehaw. And he did basically bugger all damage to the Honda, but it still cost like about $5,000.
Oh my goodness.
Probably not the case over there, just the case here.
Are you ready for your first caller?
Yeah, let's have our first victim.
All right. Let's rock and roll. We have Sophia in California. Hello there. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Sophia.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Very
Can't
good.
Complain.
Good.
Now, are you feeling lucky, Sophia?
A little. I got through.
That's a start. Now, what's the most important question in your mind, Sophia?
Actually, I would like to know what Divine Spirit had in regards to my love life, personal life, whatever, healing and things that are surrounding that issue or topic.
Love life and healing.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing.
Oh, my God.
Right here.
That's okay. Oh, I was just going to tell Sophia to buy a vibrator and get rid of her boyfriend, but there you go. You can take answer one or answer two. Can I phone a friend?
She want to talk to us?
I know. That was bad, wasn't it? Even for Sheffy, that was pretty bad. Yes, welcome to the Sheffy Comedy Hour. Now, all jokes aside, a little bit of a play. Yeah, play with your body, Sophia. Insert silence here.
Yeah.
Okay, you're obviously not in a relationship.
Huh?
I said, you're obviously not in a relationship.
No, but someone likes me, and he's his energy is nice, but it's kind of different, and it's a little back and forth, and it can be a bit overwhelming. And
yo-yo would be a very good word for that. One day, yo-yo. On a string, bring it up and down. One day he's completely into you, and the other day he's kind of like, yeah, who's that?
No, he's actually, lately this guy's, it came out of nowhere. He's totally into me, but he hasn't asked me out, and the energy's so really aggressive and, you know, like touchy-feely, and some of it's nice, some of it's just a little bit off guard, and kind of like, all of a sudden, it's like, what the heck? And then it feels like he can't keep his hands off me. Like, you get a moment, he'll, like, even poke me and touch me, and it's like, it's interesting. It's kind of nice. I mean, I like him. I know he's a good guy, but it's kind of like, what is his intentions? What is going on with this guy? And I want to be his friend, and I want to get to know him, but I want to be like, you know.
I've got to tell you that it's ringing an alarm bell in my head pretty loudly.
It's what?
It's ringing an alarm bell in my head pretty loudly.
Okay.
I don't want to ditz easy for me just to be judgmental, because there's this whole control thing in that there's this image in my head of him becoming going down that whole romantic path, becoming a lover, and then starting to become a controller.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And that's ringing the alarm bell in my head. I'm concerned that maybe he will be too intense and too smothering. And then it becomes a physical form of smothering.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to warn you about that. If you're going to go into a relationship with this person, you need to have your eyes wide open and have full control of where you want to be, what you want to do. Don't take shit.
You answered my already. You just confirmed for me what I know, but it's so awkward and uncomfortable when you kind of feel that.
Yeah, I know.
I would never do anything that wasn't. Go on.
Me personally, I would just keep him as a friend and didn't have power at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would definitely keep him as a friend, but that's far as it. Yeah.
So yeah, since, too intense.
Yeah.
He would need really, really strong woman to control that. Otherwise, he's just going to turn anyone he comes in contact with into a.
Well, since he's not the guy, who is my guy?
Can I ask your age, please?
43.
Right. I use age as a thing to go looking.
Say that again?
I use your age as the reference point to go looking.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So. Pardon me. There's a guy coming for you. It's not this guy. But the free will is everything. If you want
totally.
To go with this guy, hey, great, not a problem. Just be wide open. Free will is everything. But keep your eyes wide open. First time we try something, taste of the bastard and stick him in a dustbin somewhere. Once he comes, becomes unconscious, returns from unconscious, he realizes he's gone past the point. But somewhere from now, I'll say now, because if it is in 2 years' time, you'll be surprised how many people sit on their ass for 2 years and wait for the person to walk through the door instead of doing all the action that make it happen. So somewhere between now and no greater than probably about 15 months, there's this guy coming for you. Now, he's about 5'8", probably about 5'8", 8.5". He's tall. He has dark hair. It's either dark brown or black. He has this distinguishing feature on his back. I don't know what that is. It looks like it's either a scar or a birthmark. Or there's something there. And it's on his mirror image. It's on his left shoulder, if I'm looking at it right. You know, it might even just simply be a tattoo. Like, you know, he's one of the old school guys where tattoos meant something. It wasn't just a piece of artwork. Why are you saying that, gang? You see, he's coming from the north. What's the north? Where are you?
Of Northern California.
What's above you?
Oh, God.
I have no idea.
They're
just going on about he's coming from the north. Like, you know, he's coming from the mountains. Quick, somebody get a shotgun. whatever that means, he's coming from the north. I mean, what that could mean by the, what is it, North Carolina, or North can mean anything. Nice guy. A little quirky because he's a little set in his ways, but he's a good man with a good. And he'll find he has a dry sense of humor. He'll like to play a practical joke and look like he's all serious, but in fact, he's laughing, he talks off inside. What's that, gang? Yeah. They're talking about there's probably going to be one more person before then. Like, I know you don't do one-night stands. The only way they're describing it to me is a one-night stand. I think it's more like so I'll put it in a better context. I think they're talking about you might have a coffee date here or there or something else like that. You know, something low-level, low-brow.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy shows up. Yeah, tall. You know, that whole tall, dark, handsome stranger. Strange enough, this is what's going to come for you, a tall, dark, handsome stranger.
Okay.
he's a businessman. They're showing me the white collar thing, the whole, the white shirt and tie. So he's a businessman. I think he actually owns his own business. I don't think it's got anything to do with being an employee. And I believe it was probably a family business, because they're showing me that succession of people standing behind him in a long line.
Mm-hmm.
But this other guy.
Say that again?
Sorry. It's definitely not this other guy. That whole creepy feeling about the other guy.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when it comes to control.
Yeah, you don't need that. I've got this whole impression that you've been there before with people that try to control you, and you're not a physical person that...
No, I'm a wild animal. You can't control me.
And the priest for not to... You're trying
to... Yes, you just gotta go...
See, this is why they're allowed tasers and Australians aren't. It takes all the fun out of it.
Okay.
You want to kiss me? No. How about no?
Wow.
What does that smell? Burning hair in the air. No, I think you're good.
Thank you.
Can I just add to that? You've gifted yourself, and that I don't know if you just refuse to use your ability, or you just, you keep them tucked away. I don't know what your issue is with that, or if it's like a family thing that you just, a religious thing, or I don't know. I'm not even going to get into it, but you need to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those things that you use it or lose it, but you need to use it because it's there. I mean,
yeah.
You have the ability. Use it. It's never failed you before. It's
nope. It saved me.
Given to you, right? You know,
it's given
to you for a reason, and you know, it's your spidey senses, and when it comes on, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we're just here to validate for you, and that's what we're doing. And so,
I think part of it is quote unquote in the pursuit of looking for divine love or relationship, and when God brings people into your space, it's like, okay, God, I'm asking for someone, and then like this person or people show up, and then you're like, then you get these confirmations of weird, like if it's, how weird is it? Is it my anxiety or is it real? Do you know? So it's like, I know I don't really get anxiety. You know, so it's that one, is my trying to cover it up with fear because I'm afraid to be intimate, or is it this real valid feeling of something is not quite right? And, you know, so.
And you don't want to feel like a crazy person.
Right.
I'll give you a little example. The other day we did a show. And before the show, and Andy put on a song. There's a video clip that's going around on the internet about Australia. And I'm sitting in the chair, and I'm rocking, and I'm dancing, and I'm acting like a complete idiot. And my guides are here, and they're doing that, and some spirits are showing up, and they're all doing that. And we're having a good old time, and then it stops. We do the show. My daughter-in-law comes in about 6 hours later, and she's looks at my son, and she goes, and he goes, well, tell him. And she goes, well, I don't know how to. She goes, just simply say it. And she goes, and he goes, oh, for Christ's sake. He goes, look, Amy's seen, wants to know why there's a guy dancing in your lounge room, because she can see him in the mirror. So, you know, I'm sitting here, and I do readings and all that sort of stuff. And despite however long I've been doing this in the business, I still look at it and go, shit, did I really say that or do that? But here it is. I forgot to close the room. So there was still a spirit coming in every now and then, having a dance, feeling the nice energy and walking off, and she's seen that. So I just, it's not crazy. It's actually happened. because someone else seen it and they've gone, why did that happen? So, you know, so we all go through the same thing. We think, mm-hmm. shit, did we really, you know, because it's 3 years, but validation. I usually say the imagination is the second guess.
Okay.
The first bit is your first instinct, the bit that works.
Okay.
It's like with Bozo here, the one that's hanging around at the moment. Your first instinct was, whoa, that's a bit strong.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Your second instinct is, oh, maybe I'm just imagining it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have great first instinct.
You do, and you know, it's not only that, but it's also, I mean, people are brought into our lives for certain reasons, and it's not only is he brought into your life to bring out that natural ability that you have,
yeah.
but also to remind you that you have some unfinished business. There's still some skeletons in your closet that you haven't healed from.
And
you need
and
to get cracking.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes, I honor that, yes.
Who's John?
Okay.
The tall old guy that's passed.
John.
Tall old guy, grey haired, thin on top. A little skeletal. He's a little, he's very thin. He's tall and really thin.
It's not coming to me right now.
I don't know. This old guy walked in. And the first thing he said was John, so I'm assuming that's his name. I've got no distinguishing features that I can say that's outstanding. He's just some tall old dude. Looks like he's got either the remains of a beard or used to have a beard when he was younger.
It's not coming to me.
Whoever he is, he's following you around. So, but don't be too concerned about it. He's
okay.
Armless.
Okay.
They're all armless. Okay, let's
Alrighty. Huh? Well, I said alrighty. Seems like Pete was like there for a second and then he
dropped
cut
off.
Out for a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
He's still, okay.
Good old
okay.
blog call with Skype.
Okay.
Mr. Aussie.
All right, Sophia, we'll talk to you
appreciate
soon.
Appreciate all the energy. Thank you so much.
You're
absolute
welcome.
Pleasure.
All right, let's see. We have, it looks like Leilani. I'm going to go with that, from New England.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, my name is
Did
Leilani.
I say that right?
Yes,
okay,
you did. My full
right,
name is
okay.
Ku'u Leilani, but, you know, everybody can't say it, so I just go by Leilani. I'm in Omaha, and my question, thank you for taking my call, by the way. My question was, I have a crush on somebody, and I wanted to see what spirit has to say, if it's a good thing or if it's a lesson.
Did you say crush?
Yeah, I have a kind of like a crush on somebody. It won't go away.
I so haven't like, heard that word in so long. I think it's cute. A crush.
Wow.
That's a shit. Crush a bugger.
Excuse me?
Don't crush. Just don't throw. Don't have a crush. Tackle the bugger. Take him down to the knees. Yeah,
I do huckle.
Nice person, good energy. You could do worse. So, and I mean that in a good way.
Yes, I'm.
Now, is it going to work into anything? I'm not sure because it's very much at the intimate. It's very much at the what I call it, the infant stage.
Right.
Mm. Let me go hunting. Have a look. I think you're in with a pretty reasonable chance. I can see it going to the next level, as I'm pretty damn sure you're going to get, well, maybe 3 dates out of this, and maybe mm-hmm. what we used to call the old first base. So if I were to put that into a time and action sequence, I would say over the next 6, no more than 8 weeks, for this to propagate into something of some form of level. Is it going to be a long-term thing? I've got to be honest and say I don't think it will be. There's not... I'll say it because I don't feel... There's not this particular type of energy I usually get when I feel turning into concrete.
Right.
I think you should enjoy it for what it is.
Thank you.
But now, let's not put complete damper on that. Can I have your age, please?
I'm 30.
Written in stone. I'll say it this way. Written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
No later than the age of 35, you'll be married.
Wow.
So, somewhere down this timeline, between right now, you'll be proposed to at the beginning of the year of 34 or mid 34, and before you get to 35, you'll come along that's going to take care of that. Where was this guy? Free will is anything, but I don't think it is. I think that you're just a little bit further down the track, and then you're going to meet this really nice guy. It's all going to work out.
Mhm.
Fall. When's fall? When's the fall over there?
In like September, October, November.
Okay. I'll stick my neck out. September of this year, you're going to meet a really nice guy, and it's going to start.
Nice.
It's not a level they're talking about that psychotic TV series, The Fall. So, but I think they are. Pardon me. I think they're actually talking about somewhere around September, October, you're going to meet a nice guy. Wow, are you too particularly tall?
Yes, I'm 5'9".
Wow, this guy's huge. They're talking about this man. They're talking about like a man mouth. This is just. Stop. So, if this guy isn't the size of a small aircraft carrier, he's not the right one.
Okay. Is he fit, or is he
fat. He used to be fit. He used to be really, really fit. Now he's like big and semi-fit. Yeah,
okay.
There's that whole quarterback thing about him. That's what I'm thinking about. He reminds me of a quarterback. He's just huge. Or block. What do they call it? Block? When the person that just simply creams anybody that gets in the way of the quarterback.
Oh, the lineman. He looks like a linebacker.
Yeah. He reminds me of a linebacker.
Yeah.
He's just this big dude. But he's lovely. He's sweet and cheeky. And he has a twinkle in his eye. You'll know. As soon as you see him, you'll know it. It's just a twinkle like, wow. Come, take me now. I'm not going to wait. That sort
okay.
of thing. You'll know what I mean.
All right. I'll be looking for that linebacker. No, I won't really be looking, but I'll keep my eye out.
I'll say it this way. I asked you. We love at first sight. Oh, it's an alarm.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa.
Your time is
I
up.
Believe this guy would... Yeah, sorry.
No, well,
I believe this guy would be love at first sight. Okay.
Bye bye. Thank you. Bye.
No, I'm joking.
I was like, okay.
It's a nuclear strike. Oh, hang on. No, it's my flatulence. Jeffrey's gone to the toilet. The alarms are going off.
That was a scary alarm. That will wake anybody up. Oh my God. I can't sleep through that one. I didn't know it was Attack of the Zombies or something going on in Australia or not. Okay, good. Whew. Nothing bad's happening.
I tell you go to the toilet once and the alarms just go. What are you trying to tell me? Okay, I won't have any more beer and baked beans. Come on now. It wasn't that bad. Sarin gas isn't as bad as that.
You know, I have to have certain phone, you know, ringers, so I won't listen to the phone. That happens to be one of them.
Something you really don't want to have go off in the middle of an intimate moment.
Danger, danger.
The sheets come up and then the alarm goes off. The poor guy just says it. He's just not going to come to the party. Oh, dear. I know, we're bad.
I want to add to your reading to that, I your name is very island-ish. And the first thing that came to my mind was Lilo and Stitch. And
yes, I love that movie. You just, my son does.
Yeah, you just remind me so much of her, that she is just very, she just perseveres, you know, whether that little blue guy is her conscience, which kind of how I see it, you know, that he kind of like helps her along. I don't think they intended it, that animal, to be that way for her, but that's kind of how I see it when I see that cartoon. But I feel like you're supposed to let things happen as they are occurring. There's divine timing. And I think all your life you have forced things to happen. And you're not supposed to do that anymore. You're supposed to allow things to happen. Don't force things to happen, because when you force things to happen, you get the things that you have gotten in the past and have been unhappy with them. So when you allow things to happen as they should, you will get things and rewards that, you know, for being patient. You are a very beautiful soul. You're very, very compassionate. Your energy is just very loving. And I think, you know, the person that Chef sees for you, I just see a lot of sunlight around him. And yes, he is a very, very big guy. I don't know if he's from this country, but he's just a very big guy. And he might be an islander. I want to say as well, but that's kind of how I feel, like he's from an island too. But he's also very giving and very loving. And I think I can see you guys on the beach and enjoying the water a lot. So there's going to be a very strong emotional connection. And I don't think it's just from this lifetime. I think it's from many lifetimes. So there's going to be a very strong bond there. And there's a lot of, I kind of see like a, I know this sounds strange, but like a bond from killer whales. I don't know if that has to do with anything, but I'm just putting it out there for you.
Yeah, it kind of does, because then it gives me an ocean to look at, because I was thinking about, relocating, because I moved from Hawaii to Omaha, but it's really too cold for me here, and I really like the water, so it's really Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. That was a really beautiful reading, and much blessings and aloha from my tribe to yours.
You're welcome.
Absolute pleasure. Yeah, you definitely need to go back to water. You're in the wrong spot.
Yes, I
am. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here a little bit, and I feel the energy, and I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit.
No, yeah. You've got to have water. Otherwise,
yes.
Your soul dies.
Right.
Mm. Absolutely.
I'm by the lake here, so it gives a little bit of a break. I mean, if I was to relocate anywhere, at least I relocated right by a big thing of water. But lake water and ocean water, when you're used to swimming,
yeah,
it's clear,
totally different.
And you swim in something you can't see, it's scary.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and you don't float. But anyhow,
no.
Thank you.
No worries.
All right, you take care and let us know how you make out.
Thank you. I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So I have to do a birthday call-out to Corinne. Or Corinne,
happy
sorry.
Birthday, Corinne.
I'd sing happy birthday, but no one should be subjected to me singing. Yeah. Quakes also had cockroaches leave the building. Not good. Skeletons will turn over in their grave.
Yeah, you don't want him singing to you, Hans. I don't want him singing to you. No.
Oh, dear.
Okay, let's see. We have Kelly in San Antonio.
Hi.
Kelly, are you here? Hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Hello.
Very good. Pete, you have an incredible voice, and all of you have a great personality, and I haven't been listening
that
long.
I sound like a gay Jamie Oliver.
Oh, thank you for having
me. I wasn't afraid about that, you know. Someone's going to get off this radio and go look to their partner and go, that guy is just so gay. My wife's going to go, no, he's not.
Your wife can attest. He's definitely not. So, again, thank you for having the show, and thank you for taking my call. I just had a bit of fun with the person who screened the call. I won't say exactly where I'm located, but we're very close to each other, and that was really fun just to realize that.
If you live close to Linda, you are sympathetic.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Change suburbs. Linda's going to beat me up after that. Smack.
I didn't quite understand what you said, but that's okay.
Oh, so, sorry.
No, I just didn't.
Run, save us.
He said if you're close to Linda, he said run.
Oh, okay, so I got it. I didn't, we didn't exchange first, well, she knows my first name, but she gave me her, BTR. You know,
okay, after. Now you two behave yourselves, okay?
Okay.
I made a new friend with Kelly, and now y'all are giving her bad stuff here.
She's got
I have
too many
the mute power.
She can't have any more Kellys in her life. She's got too many Kellys and too many Sarahs.
Really, I wish you could see my big smile over here. I'm just smiling.
Okay, this is
okay.
Damage. What's the most
and
important question?
And the answer
question
to your question is yes. So there you go. We've already answered it.
The most important question, Pete, is whether or not I should complete this master's program.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you should. Yes, yes, you should. I'll give you two reasons. First is because if you don't, you'll do whatever. A couple of years down the track, you're going to go, what if?
Why live?
What if?
No.
Oh, what if? Okay.
That people can have is the what ifs. What if I didn't meet this person? What if I didn't finish that course? What if I didn't turn left at the street and got hit by that car? What if? So, for you, you don't want the what if
All right.
The second thing is that's going to lead to something else, and you need to stay on that timeline.
Okay. I've run into a couple speed bumps, and it's just drudgery. I'm having to repeat a course where I received an A, and it's just, I mean, I'm so sensitive to energy, and it's, oh, yeah.
So do it by numbers.
Okay.
What I mean by that is you've already done that course, so you know to do this, to do this, to do this, to do this is going to lead to this. So part of the course is now a no-brainer. You
okay.
Just go, okay, I know I can finish that. So it might be just, and you're right, it is just a speed hump.
Okay.
You long other things because you would have got part of it sorted out.
One more time, Pete. Forgive me, I didn't.
Sorry.
No.
I get blog talk, I really do. I usually end up with third word.
Yeah.
You've already got one part of it sorted out because you've already done it. So it's inconsequential about that part of the course. It will allow you to get on with the other one.
Okay. So just complete it no matter
what.
Yeah,
just
okay.
How long you got to go before you finish your course?
If I do internship in the summer, which I hope will be the case, it would be December.
Well, then, it's such a little time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're really not talking, you know, you're not saying to me like, oh, I've still got another 3 years. You're
yeah,
nearly
no, I...
finished.
Okay.
Yeah, how long have you been doing this?
4 years, 3.5, going on 4 years. Yeah.
Okay, you're nearly finished. Can you see what if?
Okay.
You drop up, and then a couple of years down the track, you're going to get, I'll tell you why. A couple
right.
of years down the track, you're going to apply for a particular job. You're going to get knocked on your ass because they're going to go, oh, you know, why didn't you finish that course? You can see that you put in to do this. Why couldn't you finish that?
Okay.
And you're not going to be able to give them a reasonable explanation, and they just won't hire you. They just will go, no, if you can't keep your mindset up to one thing, how you go doing the stuff we need to do.
Okay.
So you want that particular job, and it's important that it's your lifestyle that suits your location, and you're going to go, oh, shit, what if I'd finished that course, or I'd finished my master's, I would have got that, and I would have been heading off in a different direction.
Okay.
And I do think it's important that you need to finish it. Are you in a relationship?
I am not. Not at all.
Okay.
In fact, I'm totally out of balance. All I do is really go to classes and go to work, and that's my life right now.
Okay, that's short-lived.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. You do not have anybody in your life at the moment because you need to finish all this, and they don't want you distracted.
Okay.
As much as that sucks.
Totally.
It sucks and blows. It really does. Hey, come here. Someone take me. As much as that's really...
So sucks and blows. I love that. That's perfect. Just so descriptive. Perfect.
It's only 11 months and you're done. I'll give you something else. Leading to the end of all this,
yeah.
You don't think you're going to be alone. Leading to the end of this course, there's someone coming your way.
Okay.
Like about November, the end of October, beginning of November, around November, there's a disturbance in your force, for want of a better term. There's a disturbance that tells me that you're going to get rewarded for the efforts you've put in. Someone's coming your way, and you're going to have a nice time, and it's kind of like, here, you've finished everything, here's your prize.
You're making me cry, Pete. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. So don't panic about the stuff you do.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you so much. By the way, I do have a dog and a cat, and they're like my furry angels. But my life, you know, I mean, it's not much of a life right now. So thank you.
Short term.
Thank you.
Somewhere in 5 years. Well,
Forgive me, Pete. You're right about every other word I'm hearing. Like, word.
Sorry.
I'm hearing three words out of a sentence, or four, or one.
All right. Understand this. Next year, you're in a relationship.
Amazing. It would be very
full blown, like full blown relationship. But you got to earn it. Or I should say, you've nearly earned it by doing this.
Sucks and blows for 15.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very much for this, making me smile and
my
laugh.
My pleasure.
And having the show and all of you. All right. Okay, thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's see. We have Queen. Hello, Queen. How are you?
I am fabulously awesome. How are you both?
Very good.
It's always great to talk to you.
Very good.
What did you say,
Jeff? What's going on?
It's always great to talk to you. Now, I'm about to use you to clean myself off. That sounded so bad, didn't it? I'm going to pull a little bit of energy off Queen just to clean off some energy I just picked up.
Yep,
think of it like having a refreshing summer shower.
Oh, now that sounds very interesting. You asked for chocolate, and my thought was when you said that I am chocolate. Sweet, too.
Perfect.
<There you go.
laughs>
Well, you know, I have to say something now that you said that. I was watching the show last night. I can't remember. One of them late night cartoons. And they had Holt, what was it? The one that goes, oh yeah, that's high C? Or is that Hawaiian Punch? The one that has the big picture and he has the red juice inside. Well, he was sitting there and he was sitting there with his parents.
Yeah. Kool-Aid.
Okay. Kool-Aid. Okay, whatever. He was sitting there with his parents and they were, you know, Kool-Aid. And he says, I'm going to introduce you to my girlfriend. And so here comes Yoo-hoo down the street, running down the street, talking about Yoo-hoo. And the high C turns around and goes, oh no. And she running down the street talking about Yoo-hoo. So when you said I'm chocolate, that just made me think of that and made me start laughing. Isn't that a funny thought, though?
Yes. Yes. And on that thought, speaking of high C, I wanted to say to you that the tones in which you spoke earlier in the beginning of the show were very, very impactful upon me. In terms of the metaphysical, mystical, magical world, and how you have chosen to journey through it, I found it quite compelling and connected with it very, very, very well. And Chef, the last time I spoke to you, we couldn't get the connection right. I think tonight might be the right time. That you spoke to me about a big-headed, I don't know if you called it a guide, a spirit, it was little arms. And I would like to see if you could bring this spirit forward because it's relative to illumination. And illumination, I'll wait to see what he says first before I say anything else.
Sorry, I was following Queen's feet down to the ground and then further. by saying that is, you gave me the vision of an upside down tree where your feet are the roots and the tree is into the ground and spreading out. Unlike a root to the ground, you know, we talk about grounding and we talk about, you know, grounding our feet to the roots of the earth. For you, it was the opposite. As you were grounding, the earth was blossoming underneath your feet. It's the image that I got. The short guy with the large head, it always reminds me of a tiki, but it's not a tiki. It's the African content to it, where they used to have the huge mass, big, tall, and elongated, and they would have green eyes, and there's a central line that runs up the middle of the mass, and where it's been carved to show the link to the stars by following the line up in the middle of the mask.
Very interesting. Thank you. And that piece that Pete spoke of is awaiting illumination to make contact again. I put it in a box. I found the little piece of paper with the address and stuff on it, and it was the writing was so small that I said, that has something to do with why it hasn't gotten to you as well. I mean, I had to almost magnify it and then go online to make sure I had the right zip code. But as I was calling in, I was told that you must visit this piece before I send it. So it's the ball's in your court. And I thank you both for the energy, the love, the sharing, the caring, and namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Queen. Oh, pardon me.
Okay, let's see. I think we have everybody. Did we get everybody? We did. We have gotten everybody.
Hello.
Okay.
For one of the best warrior guides. They jump up and down the Swahili. I can never get it right. They're really, really tall and thin, and they tend to jump on the spot. And they're always over. Making sure that everything around her and her, you know, the whole bubble that is our personal space and all that is protected. And every time I talk to the Queen, this image appears in my lounge room. The walls give away, just and you see the three of them standing on the hill looking down. Then I get the builders in to rebuild the wall again. All good.
I keep seeing somebody with many arms, and they keep telling me to connect with the king, and they're showing me a Makuba. And I love Callie. She's one of my favorite people to connect with.
Oh, what a heap. Hey, you know, we can have a discussion about that anyway. The what ifs is something that I come across all the time. People don't finish something, or people about something. And the classic example is always you're about to pass away, and you'll have your regrets, and you'll sit there and you'll go, what if I didn't meet we're talking the male content, and what if I didn't date that woman, or what if I did date that other woman, what if I had kids and I didn't have kids, what if I, and you can't have the what ifs. The what ifs are just something negative that's allowing you to be restricted. If you start something, it's better that you finish it, or when you make the decision that you're not going to continue with it, that it's final because you've moved on to something more positive. It's a very hard thing to get around. I mean, a classic example for me. Now, years ago now, I'm a chef. I've just come out of my trade. I'm working a restaurant. One of the chefs I work for, one of the head chefs I work for, he was doing the cruise line, the cruise ships in the Mediterranean. He came back to ask me to go with him and come and work on one of the ships. And that's a big thing. He could have just called me. He actually came back and asked me personally to come and work for him. And I said no. So I could sit here and go, what if I'd gone to the Mediterranean and done the cruise ships? And the answer is, if I'd gone on the Mediterranean and gone on the cruise ships, I would not have met my wife. It was more important to be here.
I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I have tattooed across the most delicate part of your body, no regrets, and I don't have any regrets. You know, even the worst parts of my life, I don't regret, because I believe that we have encountered those things and those experiences to assist us in our evolution.
That's right. Everything we do is for a reason. Even the weird stuff.
You know, whatever that reason is, do we need to suffer? Absolutely not. Do we choose to suffer? Some might think so. Some might think we don't need to.
Yeah, some people that would be a yes.
Right. I think that's a personal choice. But I think that if I change any one thing in my life, I wouldn't be where I am now, and I wouldn't have what I have now. And I love my children, I love my granddaughter, and I love my husband, and I don't think I would have those things. And
oh, and that's it. You wouldn't have. You would have been on a totally different path.
Right. And, you know, like the leaves on a tree, you know, everything has a vein, you know, everything has a path, you know. And I think mine would have been altered if I altered just one vein of my existence, one path, just slightly. And I can't afford to do that.
Well, it's like me. I grew up being an artist. I did Yeah. I should have an artist. Touché, old man. I should have gone on to do commercial art. I should have gone on to do all sorts of things on the art side of everything. But I became a chef. But I looked back the other day while I was sitting here and I was starting to think about going back to work and all that. And I thought about everything that I'd done chef-wise. And all the people that I'd met and the stuff I'd done with them and the lives that I affected, and thought, no, there's no what ifs about what if I'd become an artist and gone that way. I was meant to be. it would have been more of a case of what if I hadn't become a chef.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it goes back to, you know, there was a somebody had written, they posted this thing, and I replied to the post because I thought of the children that I worked with. I used to call them, you know, my throwaway kids, because that's what they felt like. And so I replied to this post, and they said that, they said some people are born, you're not born a winner, you're not born a loser, you're born a chooser. And somebody said, well, you're not born a, you're born into sin. And I said, well, let me think about that. I was born into sin. Yeah, I would have to agree with that, you know, but I did pick my parents because I feel like, you know, in my opinion, I contracted for this lifetime. So I kind of chose that life. And I contracted for the situation that I'm in. But I also chose to step out of that life. And, you know, I didn't decide that I was going to wallow in what, you know, the lemons that people thought that I was going to evolve to. You know, life hands you lemons, make lemonade. I kind of went that route. And I think that these people kind of just were going down with this post. And so then you had this one guy who responded to this post, and he was like, well, you know, homeless people don't choose to be homeless. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. It depends on how you look at that, you know.
Yeah. Everybody has a choice. It's just what the choices are.
Right, you know. And it depends on what the situation is. And, you know, sometimes you get the lesser of two evils. Sometimes there might be bad choices, but there's still a choice. You know?
That's right. You can only make your choices on what the information and the stuff you got that's going in the direction. You know, it's like, you know, and to use a really bad analogy, a person gets beheaded over in Iraq. Okay. He went from America to Iraq. He chose to go there, also knowing that the possibility was he could get into trouble. And you don't sit there getting terminated and go, oh, I didn't choose to be here. But you did. You chose to go along that line, that journey. It has consequences and actions. So a homeless person is no different. Whatever the situation is, they had to make a choice. And their choice was it would be safer to be out there than to be in there.
You know, and like I said, you know, everyone has a purpose. We all have a purpose in this lifetime. Whatever that purpose is for being here, you know, whether you are that person who is going to become that homeless person, or the person who is that tax collector who's going to make that person that homeless person, you know, we all have a purpose.
That's right.
And and they're here to fulfill it. And so we need to wake up to that. Huh?
I would like to put cap on. We all come here to do things and experience things. And if nothing happened, if we didn't have wars, if we didn't have homeless people, if we didn't have debt, if we didn't have, you know, and the list goes on, we'd be bored shitless.
Mm-hmm.
Life would become a spectator sport. We'd all sit in a huge. We'd all sit in an 8 billion seat stadium watching flies on a wall going, oh, look, we moved. Oh, no.
Life would be watching us.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'd like to wish Miss Corinne a beautiful, happy, happy, happy birthday. And hopefully she'll have many, 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 many more. And,
yes, Corinne. No one should be that good looking, Corinne.
Yeah.
Remember that. How dare you look so good.
And enjoy. Have a safe and happy birthday. And don't have too much fun at Chris's show tonight.
Actually, Corinne, what I want you to do is wear an outfit that's from Sheffy. I've just been on Sheffy's fucking show. Bad chef. Oh, dear.
All right, guys. Well, have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week, same time, same channel. And this week we'll also see you on Visionary Times. I'll see you on Visionary Times on Wednesday. And I'll also see you on Barbara's show. I think it's at the end. Is it at the end of the month? I don't think it's this week. I think it's at the end of the month as well. All righty. Well, much love and much light to you all. Chef, you got anything, any last words for the week? Linda, do you have any last words for the week?
If life gives you... Oh, Chris, I'll fix that up. I didn't realize I'd done that. Chris knows what I mean. If life gives you lemons, freeze them and then throw them at the person that gave them to you. Then take their wallet.
Right.
I would say good people, but what I want you to do this week is I want you all to be naughty. I want you to be really seriously naughty and then blame it on Chef. Have some fun.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, do something different this week. Get out of your routine.
There you go. All right, guys. Have a wonderful week. And stay out of trouble.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Say that I need to move on. On my way.